And once again, welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you on this Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening live, the number you can call in if you want to voice your opinion for any of the subject matter that we're talking about here in our frank discussions of what we believe to be the truth on the Power Hour, you can call 844-769-2944 and chime in and let me know what's on your mind. Because if you don't, then obviously we don't know what's on your mind. So lots of things, of course, happening in the world today. Just, you know, whatever, pick your scenario. There is a narrative near you. It doesn't matter if you're on the West Coast. You should know the cartels have found another ingenious way to make money in America. And they're using narco slaves to grow illegal pot on a mass scale in Oregon. Now, see, the voters in Oregon 7 years ago legalized recreational pot, right? The market for cannabis is booming there. But rather than propagate a legal agriculture sector that grows as the voters and the state of Oregon intended it to happen, well, the narco bunch and the cartels have been buying up land. And it's reported, and we don't have a name yet, but one NFL defensive player also bought up acreage, and they're opening up illegal pot growing operations. Of course, as you know, because of what Colorado has generated in revenue, it has definitely helped the school systems in Colorado. For to what extent, I don't know, just helps them to survive more. They're probably teaching critical race theory there. And of course, when you can fund the schools and the police, both of which have suffered tremendous losses of revenue since federal policies led to a decline in timber revenues, according to proponents of the legalization. The big problem is that now they want to defund the police, and where's the money going to go? And now you have the black market up and running in full swing, and it appears the state is doing nothing about it. We don't even know that it's not happening in other states. Amazing how that works. The CDC, which is just a federal agency, they are not a lawmaking body. Please understand that. They're going to vote on whether or not and when to vaccinate kids with Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 shot. Kids ages 5 to 11, they will know probably by tomorrow. A panel of outside, quote, experts votes today on how broadly CDC should recommend its use in the age group. Now, we have studied the age group quite extensively and discovered that the problem with this age group is that they are the least likely to suffer from COVID-19. So why stick a needle in somebody's arm unless you intend on some other nefarious plot? When the jabs first started to happen, we had over 735 reports of pregnant women who got the jab miscarrying. There were reports of women who were in menopausal or postmenopausal periods, all of a sudden having a period and spotting. It's amazing. We also, there was some concern, much like the jab that they were giving for HPV, human papillomavirus, that it was sterilizing the young girls in high school that were being given the shot to prevent getting this STD. Well, the nanoparticles encapsulated in a magnetic hydrogel inside of the jab, once they enter the human host, science has explained to us in no uncertain terms that this magnetic hydrogel that's inside the jab does not stay at the injection site. it travels to your other organs in your system. Now, you won't hear Dr. Anthony Mangala or the CDC or the NIH or any of these other entities sharing this information. They're not going to tell you that there are four undeclared foreign bodies that appear to be alive roaming around inside the jab. And now it's inside the host where it basically, the propellants, if you will, that make this jab work, dissolve into the human anatomy. The magnetic hydrogel leaves the injection site, according to the latest studies and what we know, what the doctors, the frontline doctors have told us, and it travels all over your body. It travels down, if you're a man, to your gonads. If you're a woman, to your ovaries. Now, what do you think it does or will do to a child aged 5 to 11, male or female, once that magnetic hydrogel gets down to those organs? Do you think that there is a possibility that it might sterilize the victim to where they can no longer have or cannot reproduce? They will not be able to have their own offspring, which means the parents who allowed these kids to be vaccinated will not have grandchildren. Your family legacy and your family name might as well go to Hades with the rest of these bureaucrats that want to force this by mandate. The new study that's out through the Free Thought Project finds that vaxxed people are just as likely to spread the virus as the unvaxxed. Thus, what case can the government possibly make for mandating the jab? Wow. And all of these thousands of people are now out of a job. In a year-long study of 621 people in the United Kingdom with mild COVID cases, scientists found the peak viral load was similar regardless of vaccination status, according to a paper published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Medical Journal. Unfortunately, the Lancet, the people that author the Lancet as well as other scientific publications of note, are all drinking the same Kool-Aid, or they're engaged in the same plot, the same nefarious agenda to depopulate the world, as we have heard so many scientists come forward with, including Dr. David A. Martin, who has researched the patents and claims that if you look at these patents in great detail, it will make your hair stand up on the back of your neck. So when you're looking at all of this, and I'm not trying to scare you, I was in conversation with a woman last night who I apparently rattled her cage in explaining the nature and the ways of the world and where it looks like we're all headed, especially with the national security issues in America. Now, we're talking about people going across the border and infiltrating America. They could be part of a sleeper cell. They could be one of the jihadists that snuck across the border undetected. It could be any number of people that are here with the express intent of destroying the infidels. This is what they believe in, folks. They have their religion too. It's just that our religion and their religion don't mix. Our God and their God don't mix. And the last thing I want to hear is hearing the guy next to me scream Allah Akbar as he detonates a device. So this poses a real problem, because that scenario indeed exists with President Sleepy Joe. You know, the guy in the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, and maybe I'm being too kind. He has caused so much of a ruckus. Right now, 26 New York City fire stations are closed. The Los Angeles County Sheriff is warning there is going to be a mass exodus. The Tucson Water District, and here's one city in Arizona that can ill afford to be without workers, is facing a staff shortage. What a great way for a terrorist to go in and poison the water supply when there's nobody there to monitor them. You see, we've all been left vulnerable by this jerko in the big White House. It's a real problem. Now, because of the fact that it is voting day today in Virginia and New Jersey, two gubernatorial races are now in progress, and we will know very shortly whether or not we're going to have one state, two state, red state, blue state, whether we're going to have a conversion, whether the people will have spoken and put an end to this garbage nonsense in the schools, and whether they will fully investigate what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, with the sodomizing and overt sexual acts in a girl's bathroom and the school district covering it up. Nobody wants to investigate that, which means we need someone in the driver's seat that's willing to see that justice is meted out. So the thing is, these mandates that are going on right now has turned the country into a mess, a total wreck. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has warned of imminent threat to public safety caused by the mass exodus of thousands of deputies and civilian personnel who refuse to take the jab. It could be happening in your state if your state is blue. If your state is red, well, you might not suffer it as much, especially if your governors are very active, like Governors DeSantis and Abbott and Hutchinson and Noem, those governors whose names you know. So just in time for the holidays, the biggest mandate of all is about to go into effect. Michael Snyder is reporting all these families, they're going to have a job loss as a result of the jab. And you would think that Joe Biden's rapidly plunging poll numbers would cause him to rethink his absurd mandates. But here's the thing. If Pedo Joe is a nothing more than a puppet, and somebody else is pulling his strings, it's like, okay, Joe, you're in the middle of a climate change summit. It's okay. Go ahead and take a nap now. You're 2 hours overdue. And an aide has to go wake him up. I mean, we have some serious problems when you have a president that appears to have narcolepsy and just goes to sleep. And I mean, he's done this during, you know, meetings he's had with world leaders. And I'm just like, well, I just can't say that I feel sorry for him, because he's the one who campaigned and got himself elected, so to speak. This is one of the reasons why the DOJ is attacking parents who complain, calling them domestic terrorists. Anybody that complains about anything virtually could be labeled as that. However, the big plan is to totally annihilate the American economy. And if we can do that, we can put everyone in a position of slavery where they have to depend on the government. 80 million American workers are covered under this OSHA mandate. And as the new regulations start to unfold and start to be enforced, all these people are going to willingly leave their jobs. Others will be given the axe because they did not want to comply with this mandate, which most of America deems as unconstitutional. And they haven't even seen the evidence yet of the immune system breaking down. However, I think it's coming very soon, because those who got the jab at the beginning of the year, if they're not keeping up with their supplements and keeping up with all the necessary drugs, cocktails, if you were, to keep their system in check, they could find themselves in a very precarious position come Christmas time. And the holidays will be more than just the gift that keeps on giving. Once again, if you have something you want to add to this conversation, 844-769-2944. Love to hear what's on your mind this morning. Those of you who like to drink and drive, well, guess what? Cars are going to be equipped with an in-air alcohol detection systems that tests everybody's breath. That's right. the Automotive Coalition for Traffic Safety and the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety program created their own little in-air alcohol detection system for new vehicles. And so as a result of this, the detection systems can be installed in commercial vehicles by the end of 2021. They'll be in most new cars by 2024. And unlike existing breathalyzers or inhalocks, this technology can be seamlessly integrated into vehicles, so there's absolutely zero physical hardware, that's right, can't see it, in the vehicle cabin. The consumer version's still under development and expected by 2024, but you won't be able to see it, but it'll be able to tell that you've been drinking, and it won't start your car, so you won't be able to drive down the road. Well, if it's an electric car or a gas car, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter what climate change thinks. We still have the continuous problem with greenhouse gases being emitted every time AOC opens her mouth, trying to tell us that the world is going to end in 9 years or 8 years or 10 years or whatever figure she happens to pull out of her orifice every time she opens her mouth. It's a different figure. The narrative's always changing. And you gotta wonder why all this is happening. I suspect you probably have some sort of clue. When we're talking about nefarious positioning, the plan for global system of slavery, according to the most recent article put out by Joe Mercola, doctor in Florida, is steeped in the ideologies of transhumanism and technocracy. And it's being created right before our eyes. Current lockdowns, closing of small businesses, redefinition of what normal is. All part of a planned global governance system that seeks to end sovereignty and individual rights. How do you implement a financial system nobody wants? Well, you frighten people with an invisible enemy, such as a virus. And then you capitalize on that fear, saying that this new system is necessary because the pandemic destroyed the old system, so we need a new one to replace it. So now we can implement a new, more invasive surveillance system. Yes, that's why Winston Smith loved Big Brother. He hated rats, but he loved Big Brother. And then you got to look at the riots that happened last year in 2020. They weren't random. They were organized. And of course, you saw the left, they didn't denounce them. They said, oh no, these people are expressing themselves. Any other arsonist would have been arrested and thrown in jail. So does that mean that it's okay to do what happened up in Wisconsin and Kenosha when the youth turned his weapon on a couple of people trying to burn down a store and shot them? All of a sudden, now he's being prosecuted, but it's okay for the rioters to burn the building down because they're entitled to freedom of expression. You're not entitled to defend your property. You know, there is something godly wrong with this country when the justice system, which I deem at this point in time, having been through it a number of times and seeing it multiple times in both civil and criminal, when you can observe how screwed up it is, and how the leftists, the Marxists, the communists have infiltrated our justice system. They're pussyfooting around with the law. They're skirting the law. They're not prosecuting the law. And they're allowing Sleepy Joe to break every law in the book that you can possibly break to tear this country to shreds. This is problematic. So we, the people, must take it upon ourselves to say no. And this is why everybody is looking at Virginia and New Jersey in the gubernatorial races right now to see whether the Republican candidates are elected in a landslide or simply by a margin, small margin. We all have sovereign individual rights. What started the previous Civil War was the southern states, all 13 of them that seceded from the Union, all felt like their civil rights and constitutional rights, rights to sovereignty within their own states under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, felt like their rights were being deprived and could no longer tolerate the behavior of the North, of the Union government. And so as a result of the Missouri Compromise of 1850 blowing up into April of 1861, when South Carolina said enough, we have all sorts of arguendo floating around in the universe out there that the potential exists for history to repeat itself, because those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. Now, how does one become ignorant of history? You think that destroying statues is really going to deprive the rest of America of history? You know, the elder generation, which comprises 20% of the United States population, had a story to tell, and I know many of you are our listeners here on the Power Hour, very avid, fervent listeners, and we appreciate that. That's why we like your phone calls, because you see, the older you get, the wiser you get, the more your eyes are opened, the more you see what's going on, especially if you listen to this show. I think we have very informed listeners here. We're going to be talking about gun rights in our next hour, but after the break, we've got another half hour where we want to take your calls and talk about how to keep yourself from becoming a slave to this leftist, Marxist, communist style dictatorship type government. And again, if you are listening to us in Central Time, it's 11:27 a.m., you're listening live wherever you are in whatever time zone, and you can call in 844-769-2944 and let your voice be heard right here on the Power Hour. That's right. It's that simple. Just got to pick up the phone and call me. Let me know what you're thinking. It's that simple. We'll be back after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-
817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And here we are, 32 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Soon to be Central Standard Time's coming up. Just want to make you aware, because that means spring forward, fall back. We will be falling back. And so that means you're going to set your clocks back 1 hour from what it is. So just to make you fully aware of what's going on. Dave Krieger with you. And we're going to be joined by Dr. John Lott, who's a world-recognized expert on guns and crime, in our next segment in the noon hour. We want to let you know that for those of you that are having eye issues, we've got 10% off the Eye Complex CS, formulated by Dr. Robert Abel. He will be on the Power Hour on Friday to explain the intricacies of this product and how it works. We have 10% off all the Happy Bodies products, including the Detox Cocktail and the Phosphatidylcholine Powder. And we also have 10% off all the Miracle Skin products. You know them well, the Lamb Cream and the Miracle Skin Helon PF. And we're doing a flash sale this week, 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60-count caps. Put those on your agenda. Call Jay and the Power Mall, because that's how we stay in business. 844-769-2944. Chad in North Carolina. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Okay. Trying to stay awake with these long second shift hours I'm working.
Oh, my. What do you do for a living?
I work at a old grandfather manufacturing plant. And let me tell you what. If you think that it's easy to do a job with all the restrictions going on, I know I'm not the only one who's observed this. It's like they're doing everything they can to drive the employees crazy. But people go along with it. And to give a prime example where I'm at, we have city elections today. So I had to get up early enough to go run over and cast my vote. Hopefully it'll count. And when you enter the facility, there was a elderly lady there greeting me, and she asked me, did I want a mask? Everybody in there, the officials, were all wearing masks and had plexiglass in front of them. And I about slapped my forehead when I saw it. And I said, no. I said, they bother my throat. As soon as I put those things on, I'll be fine if I don't wear them. Put that thing on, an hour later, I'll notice my throat starts getting sore. It's literally slavery we're being subjected to. But once I got through the whole voting process, you don't just go out the way you came like you used to. No, you got to go out the opposite side exit. So, and even the people going in there, a lot of them had masks on. So I'm just pulling my hair out, looking at what's going on, and I feel like I'm in the minority of people who realize what's being done to this country, and the candidates aren't that stellar either. And I think, you know, this has been done over a long period of time. I mentioned Dr. Dennis Cuddy. He's written articles over the years talking about how they slowly indoctrinated the American public to slowly accept more and more restrictions. And now here we are. You remember yesterday when you mentioned the toilet monitoring
yes.
system you mentioned?
I was wondering how many people listened to that one.
Well, back months ago, the Power Hour had Deborah Tavares on, and she talked about poop tests. And she's the one who's talked about the smart meters, smart grid. She's been talking about that for years. And early on, I was a little skeptical. I thought, this sounds insane. I don't know if I can believe all this. But now we see it. And the scientists now talking about wanting to grow mRNA plants for us to eat so we can be vaccinated when we eat. And, of course, it's not a vaccine. I mean, they're talking about spraying nanoparticles on the food, and I think this is biblical. I don't know what else to call it. You know,
right. Well, they are already doing that with GMO.
Right.
Yeah, they're already spraying all this. Thanks to Monsanto, they're already doing this.
Yeah, but to me, COVID is not simply an illness or a virus or whatever they call it. It's a surveillance system. And it's like Alex Jones has said over and over again, they're collapsing the economy while they're distracting people with this phony, we're out there to help you business. And then you got Sleepy Joe over there talking to the G20 about how to shut down our coal production.
When he's awake.
Yeah. And so he doesn't have to speak cogently because, you know, if he can say, pay your fair share, that's all he's got to say. You know, that's what they
usually
do. That's
kind of creepy, isn't
it? Yeah.
Aren't we all paying our fair share right now?
We're paying with lives right now. You made the quote that there was a statistic that up to 2 million people had died from taking the jab yesterday.
It's no, actually 200,000 people of record have died from the jab that they are able to. And when I say they, I'm referring to America's frontline doctors. And Chad, where they got this information from was they were looking at the Medicare statistical data out of that system because they couldn't get the truth out of the CDC.
Right.
So this is one of the reasons why they went that route, and this is what they've anticipated or estimated, is that 200,000 people have succumbed to the jab. Now, as far as adverse reactions, those are into the millions right now worldwide. In Europe, that we know of, there's better than 2 million people that have been adversely affected or disabled by the jab that we know of.
Yeah, I've got a couple extended family members who thought they were doing a good thing, and then they had an adverse reaction. One of them got sick and got the shingles. The person's not that much older than I am, and then there was another older relative who was back and forth between a nursing home and an apartment, and then she, despite the warning, she was given a warning, requested it, and my understanding is they collapsed, and now they probably will not be able to get out of bed or leave the nursing home on their own 2 feet. So when people warn you don't get the jab, you people better listen. I hope everybody out there is warning, you know, their family, because this is an attack. There was a Stu Peters interview I watched on Rumble the other night. He was interviewing Sheriff Richard Mack, and he was talking about how they were injecting these children, I assume at school, without their parents' knowledge, and he said that's assault. And, you know, we've got to get the sheriffs together to oppose this, because we're not going to have a civilization.
Well, they just have to basically enforce the law, Chad. If you knew that your kid was in school and they gave him a vaccine or gave him any kind of shot without your permission, I certainly would be calling up and accompanying the sheriff and calling 911 and sending a unit over there immediately. I would meet them at the school and file a formal complaint and launch an investigation right there and have somebody arrested on the spot. Whoever gave the jab, more than likely a nurse. And again, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, how do you know, Chad, whether or not they're actually sticking it in your muscle or they're hitting a vein? You don't know. And see, that posits a whole different liability. It's called medical malpractice or practicing medicine without a license. Because if you're not a licensed nurse and you haven't done this before, and all of a sudden you're faced with the duty, like in a grocery store or local corner pharmacy, you walk in and the person who is not really educated in this kind of thing, just as a pharmacy tech who basically takes orders from the registered pharmacist, comes out and gives you a shot in the arm and accidentally hits a vein, then what? So this posits a real problem for those in America that don't understand that what they've done is unleashed others that are less educated about the jab than most of the people getting the jab. They are not giving people informed consent. They have to be fully informed. Right. And every time I've heard, in fact, I was in a drugstore about a month ago, and I heard one of the pharmacy techs talking to a candidate for the jab. And she said, oh, these things are completely safe. Don't worry. And I'm like, you liar. And I almost busted out and cussed her right there in the store. And I thought, nope, this person is there of their own volition. I'm not going to be able to talk them out of it. I could interfere. I'd probably get myself arrested. It's none of my business. I could be one of those people. I had to really stop and think long and hard about what my position is in life and whether or not I have a right to interfere with somebody else's decision. Because this is what we're all faced with. You give people the knowledge, you give people the data, and then you go and you hear these uninformed people sharing information with potential victims, telling them that everything is fine, you're going to be okay, and then they leave them sitting in a chair for 30 minutes waiting to see whether they have an adverse reaction. Chad, thanks so much for your call. John in Ohio, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Well, what's on everybody's mind, man? What are we going to do? I say we all storm up to Washington, D.C. and get it down, you know?
There you go. We haven't. Yep. You haven't taken the jab, I take it, right?
No, sir. I'll tell you what. Before it even came out, before the vaccine even came out, I heard something about them changing, being able to change your DNA. And it's for population control, and the vaccine would change your DNA. So when they do eventually kill you, they're not actually committing, the moral sin. Because your DNA has changed, so you're not actually human. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they want to make you transhuman. Yeah. All right. So John, are you on your speakerphone?
Hold on one second.
Yeah, you want to give me a call on your regular phone? So you're fading in and out like crazy.
How about that?
That's a little bit better.
Is that better?
A little.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear.
I don't know what I did wrong. Yeah. I'll give you a call back.
All right, sounds good. All right, thank you so much. And folks, it's everybody's got a solution. The first thing that I would think is just say no. Just keep saying no. Keep saying no to all the mandates. Keep saying no to whatever. Say no to your boss. And if you're in a company that is more than 100 workers, and they start this nonsense, talk to other workers and say, look. If we don't all band together and tell our guy that he needs to grow a pair and stand up for the rest of us, we don't need to be here. I could see entire plants just emptying out right now out into the front parking lot in front of the TV cameras and telling the boss, I hope you go bankrupt because we don't need this garbage. We don't need you enforcing an edict that we don't even know is recorded in the Federal Register. We don't even know that that mandate actually exists and that it's code, that it's a part of the CFR. We don't even know that. There are several AGs that have been filing a lawsuit based on that fact, that they have been researching the Code of Federal Regulations in the Federal Register, can't find anything where he mandated this. He just got on the microphone and started spewing, and all of a sudden it's God's word. It's like, no, it's not. You don't have the right to stick something in somebody's body without their complete informed consent. And so far, our government, CDC, NIH, your local school nurse, your pharmacy tech, none of them has presented us with any data or any factual information that gives us the right to do it. It's only based on the fear of people that they go running into these stores and outlets and lining up in cars on golf course parking lots with fire department officials at the ready to make sure they don't have a reaction and getting the jab with this foreign substance. They have absolutely no idea that they're being injected with the bioweapon. The jab is the bioweapon. How much more succinct do I have to be? 844-769-2944. Yeah, we can almost refer to this as the war room these days because, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I scratch my head and I go, you know, maybe we are at war right now. We're at war with our own government. Our own government is trying to enslave us. What do? And you wonder why people are arming themselves, guns and ammo and food. You wonder why they're doing this. They must know something. I mean, I've got my suspicions, but they must know something. They have that little thing in the back of their head that's little Jiminy Cricket in their ear that's telling them, hey, you better be prepared because something's not working right here. There's something nefarious going on. And so they're arming themselves. This week we're going to have guests on that are going to talk about the state of Texas wanting to secede. And there's actually a state rep that has put forward a referendum to let the Texas voters decide whether they want to remain in the United States as part of the states of the union. They could be their own independent country. Texas virtually has all the resources it needs to survive. Their power grid is a bit much to be desired, but there's members of their congressional system that very well understand that and are working toward correcting those issues. Obviously, the scare last February with the power going out, that put the fear of God in some people. It also pointed fingers at a nonprofit organization called ERCOT, which really made a mess of things. And, you know, I guess it attributed to multiple deaths in the state of Texas. Lewis in New York, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Dave. I'm great. I'd like to say that, first of all, we the people need to take responsibility for the role that we played in being where we are now. We've been very negligent. We haven't been vigilant. So we need to be. And what I would like us to do is, first of all, to be proactive, not wait until things happen to react. For example, we should be in touch with our sheriff. We should get to know our sheriff, know where he or she stands, and let them know that we support them and that we're ready to stand to back them in the decision and that we expect them to keep their oath of office, first of all. And the other thing is that we need to run for school boards. We need to run for sheriffs. It's more local is more important than Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., we need to make Washington, D.C. irrelevant. We need to be so active in our community and put people in the school boards, school superintendent, teachers, so on and so forth. We need to act locally because Washington, D.C. is corrupt, it's a morass, and we don't need to focus on them because they are a cancer. And we need to take the responsibility for ourselves. For example, with children being vaccinated against the will of their parents. First of all, the parents should let the child know you're not to allow anyone to inject you. If they try to inject you, you call me. Second of all, first of all, there should be a note sent to school with the child in the bag do not vaccinate my child. In other words, we have to take the actions so that we don't play defense. We need to play offense. That's all I have for today, Dave.
I appreciate that, Lewis. Thank you so much. And that is exactly what I was alluding to last week on the show. And thanks for your call. And we have a caller in Maryland, I believe, also that's been holding their studio. Hi, Maryland. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Who am I talking to?
Jerry.
Jerry, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, any day above ground, my friend.
there you go.
A couple things I'd like to mention. First of all, I hear a lot of people say that we're facing like communism, etc. We're not facing communism from my study of history. We're facing fascism. And I liken it to like Nazi Germany 2.0. We're seeing the same thing. All we lack right now is a charismatic leader. And if they would resurrect Obama or somebody like that from the netherworld, they would have it. They would have everything that they need. But Biden, of course, doesn't have any kind of charisma. I mean, he's really despised by pretty much everybody. So that's the only thing lacking at this point that I see. And the other thing is the people themselves. Now, I live in the People's Republic of Maryland, as you said, and this is really when this whole thing erupted with the masks and the vax and the jab and everything, you know, most of the people around me, I'm south of the belly of the beast, about 50 miles or so, and then about the same distance from Bodymore, Murderland. And the people here were so compliant. I couldn't believe it. I mean, my family and I basically were the only ones who would be, if we could get into the stores and without being verbally assaulted or physically thrown out, without masks, it was a blessing that day. I mean, it was really bad down here, and this is urban sprawl area down where I'm at. I mean, these are the people who left the city to escape it, but yet they're so compliant. They're like sheeple. I don't have a whole lot of hope in the American people that I once did. But there's always a ray of hope. There's always that light that you can still see. And I'm watching Virginia very closely today, as well as Pennsylvania. They have a few things going on there, and New Jersey. So
we can only hope, Jerry.
Yes, we haven't lost hope, but the point is, it's rather dark out.
Kind of, sort of. If it's not cloudy in your area, it's cloudy here, and it's cloudy in Pennsylvania. So we appreciate your call, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You
bet. And I'll tell you, folks, this is some good ideas posited this morning, as I mentioned last week, about community development. This is a big thing because a lot of people are tuning out what's going on in D.C., and they're saying, hey, what can we do to change our world? I can't change the minds of these bureaucrats in Washington, but I certainly can change what's going on in my own backyard. That's a novel idea. This is one of the reasons why those who may be facing homelessness, this is one of the benefits of having a community land trust, is because you can actually put together billet-type housing to keep the family units together and keep them safe while you're trying to relocate them and get them back on their feet. Obviously, we don't have enough of those. This is kind of like a test pattern in various communities, and most of them in the major cities, and usually they have to have, if you don't have private investors that are greedy and want to jack up the rents, it's very difficult to find a lot of compassionate people that are willing to fund something like this because most of the philanthropists are working for the other side. So, you know, the thing is like Lewis was mentioning, talking to your local sheriff, finding out what his position is on enforcing the law, even talking to your local police. If you, because some people, like I said, like Chad said this morning, they have city elections going on right now, and you're voting for the people. You're not voting for the party. If you're voting for the party, you might be making a mistake because you don't know what brainiac you're putting in there and whether they're going to turn against you. This is a big problem. But organizing your community, getting into a network, contacting your chamber of commerce, getting to meet people, getting out and networking with other business owners, this is one way of making sure that your community has been solidified in thought. Because if you can't all share the same mentality, there's going to be conflict and nothing's ever going to get accomplished. So that's one of the reasons why I've been encouraging a community effort, always community effort, to make sure that everyone in your neighborhood at least is on the same page as you are and are prepared as much as you are. Because we don't know when the day nor the hour is. We all hope that the day nor the hour happens when the Son of Man comes back to get us all and we don't have to live through any more of this worldly hell that we're in right now. However, in the meantime, we have to do the best we can. And like the good book says, study to be quiet, doing those things which are pleasing to the Lord, working with your hands. And that means getting out there, knocking on doors, saying hi to your neighbor, making sure they're okay. Much the same as what we do here in our discussions on the Power Hour. Most important. Coming up in our next hour, Dr. John Lott. We're talking about guns and ammo and people stocking up. There's a reason for it. He's going to be joining us in our next hour. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour. We've concluded hour number one. You stay with us. We will be back after the break. It's going to get interesting.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.